small things. This is the last main sugya. So the sugya of Davar Charif and Shas Babli is minuscule. I mean, it's few lines. But okay, as we shall see, these few lines pack a wallop. Starts the last line on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tznon Shechotcho B'sakin Shechotach B'Bosar Osu La'ochlo B'Kutach. Let's chazer again. What's a tznon or bosar? A radish? How sharp is a radish, gentlemen? I don't eat radishes. How sharp is a radish? Sharp? Can't sharp? How does it compare to an onion, for example? Not as sharp as an onion? I mean, regular, classical onion. So if a radish is considered sharp, an onion, according to you, should be sharp a kal v'chomer, correct?
Yeah.
It's sharper than a radish. Okay, we'll see soon. So I'm asking. The davar charif that I know about is onions. And onions are used in kitchens on a regular basis in cooking. Radishes? Who cooks with radishes here? Nobody. You cook with radishes?
My wife's family does.
Really?
Okay.
Supposed to be good cooks. Okay. My wife also comes from that part of the world, I mean, originally, but she doesn't use any, to my knowledge, she only uses onions. Doesn't use radishes. Okay. So, asa la'ochla b'kutach. If you this radish, for us, we'll use the expression onion, that you cooked with a fleshik knife, you shouldn't use the milchiks. Truth to tell, many of our onions are used in fleshing, so just flip it around. If you used a milchik knife to cut the onion, you may not use it for fleshing. Therefore, before we go anywhere, it's kedai to own a parva knife. We have in our house a parva knife. It says on it parva. And that's the knife that's used to cook onions. Because otherwise, you never know when it's going to turn up. Onions can find their way into everything. So therefore, you use a parva knife to cut the onions, and you solve all these problems. That's the bottom line of the whole sugya. We can stop here. But it doesn't always turn out that way. Okay? Bahani mini tznon, the agav churfe bola. Because it's sharp. Now notice, the Gemara just uses the word churfe. No other consideration is found in Talmud Bavli on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the top line. Not found anywhere. Keep that in mind. You know what I'm driving at already. Avo kishos gor libe paske viochil. What's the translation of kishos? Everybody else knows kishos? Cucumbers. Okay, something along those lines. It's not sharp. So what do? You just gorir. How do you want to translate the word gorir? Scrape. Right? Grera. Scrape. And you eat it. Kilche de lifta shari. De silka asiri. Vi posach bu de lifta. Shaper dummy. This is interesting foods. Which we're not so used to. Some say levis is what? Turnips? That's considered to be musuk, it's no problem. Silka, what's silka usually mean?
Beets.
Beets are sharp. Beets? Beets? Everybody say, who thinks beets are sharp? What's going on over here? Okay, this letter says what it says. But somehow, if you throw a lifter, it's going to make it no stan lefgam. Or somehow we reduce the pungency. That's what Rashi explains. But we'll get to that part with Siyat Shmar later. Let's focus our attention, Rabosai, on the first line. So, Agav Churfe Bola, something is sharp, there is absorption, and it's obviously a significant amount of absorption. How significant? So Tosa said over here, it's reviewed from yesterday, Tosa says enough, Kuf Yud Aleph from a base. And they quote Rashi, the Rivan's son-in-law said that when it comes to Bishul, there's no heter of not by not. You bring a rye from Snon, Shechotcho Besakin. The Yos Lochel Bekutach Mishum the Agav Churfe Bolotvei. Again, he's quote the Gemara. The Choshev Gechatama. Vinis Bashlu Lo Gora meets Snon. Vinis Bashlu is no less than Snon. Miyu the Pirish Loshen Achav Shebekuntris. What Talmidim was suggesting that this is not correct. Notwithstanding Tosis and the Rosh and everybody else who says the two Lashonos and Rashi. We'll see soon. There was a suggestion made. Maybe it's only one Lashon and Rashi. But whatever it may be. The Talmud the Osim Mishum Shal Shuman Koresh Al Asake Veroniko Vehavitam Rishim. It's no. Ein Raya Misha. There's no Raya whatsoever. Okay? So there are those who want to bring a raya from Bishul from Tznon. There's no not bar not. And according to the way they interpret Rashi, in the case of Tznon, it's not a matter of absorption. It's that the knife is caked with some gravy, congealed on the surface of the knife. According to that lashon, there's no raya. According to Sandy's shot, there is no other lashon. Everybody agrees to talk about a case where the knife is dirty, not clean, and there'll be no raya bichlal. We'll come to that b'siyata d'shmaya. But again, so far, the only consideration here is agav churfei bolam. No mention is made of what you and I know to be the additional consideration. What is that? Say it loud. Ducha de sakina. Everyone knows that, don't we? We generally assume there's no ducha de sakina. Dava charef is tame. I'll give you halacha l'maisik. This is seriously maisik. Seriously. What we often have, which is sharp, is radish. We call it horseradish. Horseradish is very sharp, correct? How do you know from Pesach? Horseradish is unbelievably sharp. When I have the horseradish on Pesach night, it goes right through my nose, right through the sinuses. You get all red, you start to cry, which is part of the Sipriyatzias Mitzrayim for the children and the grandchildren. They should see that the people are crying and they're red in the face. And that I can tell you, I can vouch that it's sharp. Now, I do not use horseradish all year long, as some people do. Of course, it's mixed with beets. Now, beets are also supposed to be a little sharp. But let me ask you a question. Those of you that consider your filter fish, and they have what we call in Yiddish chrein. They don't give you the stuff. Although, actually, my wife uses that chrein for the fish the next day. Pesach, when you have filter fish, oh, give me the leftovers in the chrein from the Seder. Woo! And sometimes it's still pretty sharp. But what we have in the store is not kosher for chrein for many reasons. It's big pizza mixed in, it's cooked. It's not kosher for horseradish. But how sharp is that? Where does that fit on 1 to 10 compared to the horseradish you have at the Seder night? What about golds? That's what I hear advertised. Golds! Huh? Is that sharp? Some of them are. That's vinegar. Also, maybe certain some are sharp. Some are sweet. So, okay, it's somewhere on the 1 to 10, it's somewhere in the middle, what we call our chrein that we use traditionally with gefilte. Let's have a show of hands again. Who eats chrein with gefilte fish? Raise your hand. Significant. Who eats chrein for anything else? What else does it go with?
Salad,
yeah. So in my mind, it only goes with gefilte fish. That's my recollection to my earliest youth. Chrein, I'll tell you an interesting personal story. When I was bar mitzvah, it goes way back to a long time ago, and the bar mitzvah took place in a shtibel on Main Street in Kew Garden Hills. And as the minhag was in those days, I was taught by Rav Shulman Shlita, who was my Rebbe at the time, told me about mitzvah drasha in Yiddish, which I memorized in Yiddish, and it was a significant pupil in drasha in Yiddish. Yeah, I'm not talking about the ancient times. This is me. I gave it, none of my children did it in Yiddish, and they didn't memorize it either. But I memorized it, and it was in Yiddish. That was what you're supposed to do when you're bar mitzvah in those days. Okay, sorry for my laying the double parsha. But okay, that's how it was. That's what we're supposed to. You grew up. And it was important growing up that way. That was expected. I wasn't doing anything unusual. Didn't make any siyumim. Who was siyumim? That was unheard of. Like that, he finishes shas, mishnayis, sechtes. We never had these things in those days. But you were supposed to learn the parsha and say a pshetel baal peh in Yiddish. That's what we were supposed to do. So I did it. My father, Zichrono Livracha, held on to the drasha with him as I was saying it, in case I would lose my place, you know, get sidetracked. He'd know what to prompt me to pick up my train of thought. My recollection, I didn't falter. I think I got it straight to my recollection. But the drasha, the pshetel, was pulled out of the envelope in which it was put on the table. And as we can imagine, in those close quarters of the shtibel and Main Street in Kew Garden Hills way back when, somebody spilled chrein all over the pshetel. Maybe your father was even there. Thinking around, maybe he was there. They spilled chrein all over the pshetel, so I still have it with big red blotches on a few pages of the pshetel from the chrein. I assume the chrein was with gefilte fish. I can't imagine they had it with anything else. But that was tradition. Well, I don't partake myself. That's always been a tradition. Question. Do I need a separate chrein dispenser for fleishiks and milchiks? Let's assume that chrein is a davar charef, even though it's mixed in with some beets and it's cooked and whatever else is in it. But the Talmidim think that it's pretty up, you know, it's pretty sharp. Even though it's not as sharp as what we have in Pesach at night. What do you think? We have over here, agav churfei bala. So therefore, the fear is, what's going to happen? I'm going to take a spoon and, milk a spoon and put it into the chrein when I have my gefilte fish with my milk kamil. And I have the chrein with my fleish kamil, put my fleish spoon into the, get the same chrein out. I have a problem. Pesach al Gemara. Right? Snown shechotcha besakin, shechotcha babosar, also lochul bakutach. So if I use this chrein with a milchika spoon, I shouldn't be using that same chrein for gefilte fish and a fleish gemil.
Yes?
Oh, so on a poshuta level, should really be no problem because fish is only fish. Fish is parva, whether it's in the milchika gemil or the fleish gemil. The problem will be, maybe the chrein will become treif. Why should the chrein become treif? Because it first had a blia from a milchika spoon, then had a blia from a fleishika spoon, and we just learned that even Eina Ben Yomo is still a problem, right? So therefore, the fact that it... Yes, Max?
But there's no knife.
Oh, but there's no knife. But the Gemara and Avkuf Yud Beis never mentioned the word knife. That's my whole point. The word knife is not found here. The word knife is not found here. On Kuf Yud Beis and Beis, they'll find the word knife. Let's turn Kuf Yud Beis and Beis on both sides. Take a look. Here is a different source for the word knife. They're a whole amud apart. The Gemara says on the third line, Kikar shechotach aleha basar, also the achla. If you have a kikar upon meat, bread upon which you sliced meat, so you shouldn't eat it. Why shouldn't you eat it? The blood, the meat, the whole, it's not going to that sugi right now, Malicha. It's another thing we're supposed to learn. I don't know when. Okay? No, I just remind myself about that. We're supposed to learn Malicha also. I don't know when I'm going to do all these things. But anyway, Mar says, Shani Hossam, the agav ducha de sakina, pull it. Ooh. And we know how we find the other half of the expression. That ducha de sakina will pull things out where otherwise they would not be pulled out. So you have to, at first glance, they're two completely separate considerations. Here is ducha de sakina in and of itself. Here is davar charef in and of itself. And each one, at first glance, presents a problem. As we shall see, according to the consensus point of view, it's not true. The ducha de sakina is necessary for the davar charef to create a problem. Not everyone agrees. The Prima got him about it. But at first glance, these two halves of Kufyud Beis, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, both towards the top, are relying to some extent on one another. That would make it no problem to have one chrein bottle or dispenser, which you use for both milk and fresh, even though you're putting in the spoons from the two different types. Okay, Rabbi Ossay with me so far? This is talking now in very broad strokes. Yeah?
In a technical sense, we discuss this during Seder, but technical sense, what's like when you cut something, so what makes the knife so special? Because it's just like going through it and like it's a sharp.
It's called duchka de sakina. Duchka de sakina means pressure of a knife. To get through a hard surface, take an onion, that's the one I'm most familiar with. To get through an onion, you gotta. I'll go like this. I'll put the knife on like this. What's gonna happen? Nothing. It won't go through. You gotta use muscle. You gotta push hard. Dochak. Ducha de sakina. It's hard to get it through the onion. And this, the fact that the knife is sharp and there's pressure that the person exerts by having the knife sliced through the onion, those two achieve some measure of absorption which would not exist in their absence. Now, we did point out, if you recall, back in Sadi Aleph, that there's some poskim who say that ducha de sakina in a hot item can achieve a certain measure of absorption or taking something out of something or into something, even without davar charev. The Supreme Gadim suggests that davar charev can achieve something even without the chiddush hakeilah. So there are opinions which are printed in the start of the Shulchan Aruch that say these things. But the more traditional view is, for to really pack a wallet, you need both together. Davar charev and the chiddush hakeilah. Yes?
Is it davar at night, or is it, let's say you have a sharp fork?
Very good question. The post can talk about that. I'll exert pressure, not a knife, a fork, some even discuss a spoon, where there's a lot of pressure, dochak, but it's not as sharp as a knife. So some say, no, the expression of the Gemara is dukha de sakina, has to be a knife which is very sharp. Others say, no, a fork is also, maybe even a spoon. We'll get to these things as we go. Okay? But with dochak, I'm not talking about the spoon you put in to take the chrein out. There, not only it's soft, you just put in a spoon and take things out. That's no dochak at all. Rabosai, are we so far with me? Let's just go through the Rishonim little by little. First stop is Tosis Agav. Agav churfei bolim. Yesh li zoher shlolach toch shumin krishin du b'tzolim. They throw in what we use. Oh, garlic. Who cooks with garlic, Rabosai? Not as many as onions, but it's popular to cook with garlic. It's also sharp, right? Everyone agrees garlic is sharp? Yeah, sharp. Okay? So b'sak and chol levis, don't use your milk and knife to cook either garlic or onions. Krishan is leek. I don't know what the leek is sharp. I don't think so, but is it? Not what I know. Okay. Shem the charifi tuva, they're very sharp. I subscribe to with respect to onions and garlic. I don't know about krishan. Vehecha the chotach, you did it anyway. V'nasa v'kedem le'amayim rosachas. You took the onion, you cook with a milk and knife, and put it into a pot of boiling water. Muter b'shishim levatel tama balua b'yerek shenifle asak. You calculate how much went from the knife, which was a flesh, which was a milk and knife, into the onion, and that amount is both b'shishim. It's okay. You need not have 60 times the full onion, because you don't take haticha nasa milchiks. Contrast this, avol chotcho b'sakah shel oved kachovim, nasa yerek, which means the onion, kulon avela, chanan, v'tzorach levatel hayerek. It's 60 times the full onion in the water, which is a much more difficult threshold to cross. V'tzorach iyun, nasa akin mekunach, v'eino ben yomo, hasn't been used in 24 hours, as we say by Chiltus and Avodah Zarah Lamatas. The same suffer that Marami Rutenberg had. He was known to the Hakim. Tosis is leaves it with an unresolved suffix. Maybe we should compare onions and garlics and radishes to this mystery food called Chiltus. I asked Tami, what is Chiltus? Can you give me an English word for Chiltus? Anybody? Anybody? An English word?
Asafotida.
One more time?
Asafotida.
Asafotida. Okay, guys, look it up on the internet. Asafotida. And show me a picture. And now spell it, though. If you find it for me, I'll be appreciative. But I'm not exactly sure what it is, but they say it's very, 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 very sharp, correct? That's what it says. So you'll help me out to find what it is. Sharper than onions and garlic and radish. Much sharper, the post can say. Fine. So maybe only then do we say that it overcomes the problem of not. No stal nafkam be'ena ben yomo. Some say no, even an onion will overcome ena ben yomo. That's a question which is not resolved here in Tosis. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch there are two opinions. Fine. Rabosai, what is it called?
The asa olitada.
Yeah, but what is it? What is it?
That it's the dried latex excreted from the living underground rhizome or tap root of several species of Perillo, which is a perennial herb. The species is native to Afghanistan, India. It's a pungent, unpleasant smell when raw, but in cooked dishes, it's smooth flavor, like leeks.
Like leeks?
Yeah, that's after it's cooked.
After it's cooked. Well, that's very, very important. Many posts can say that if you have onions and they're sharp, they're davar charev, once you've cooked them, they've been tamed. They're not called charev anymore. That's the basis of what you said on the internet there. That the, even Chiltus, which is the most powerful of all, King Kong, once you cook it, you've defanged it. It's not a charef anymore. Yeah?
So maybe, we've never, Rebbe said before, beets, how could they be double charef?
Yeah, why?
Maybe uncooked, I've never tasted an uncooked one.
Who's ever tasted an uncooked beet?
I'm pretty sure it was uncooked.
Yeah, was it
sharp? Normal beets that are served on a Shabbos, they were like,
probably cooked.
Yeah, the
canned
ones are probably already cooked.
Could be the ones we have.
Maybe. You'll look it up for tomorrow. See if beets are sharp. See if leek is sharp. I don't know. Yeah.
Also, when we're saying sharp, is it possible that it could also mean like bitter?
I don't think so. As a matter, that's why.
Radish, I would say bitter, not sharp.
Really?
Really?
As a matter of fact, in my view, that's one of the reasons why horseradish, even though as I told you before, I consume it, say, tonight, it's more for the lemana tinokos. I should see when I get, for my father's father, the same thing, lemana tinokos, I should see that it's you cry and you get red and it's this and it's that. I don't think that's really moral. I don't think it's really moral, honestly. Moral is bitter. This is sharp. It's not bitter. It's sharp. The word horseradish for moro is likely a mistake. You can look it up. There's an article written in a magazine called Gesher 30 years ago by Dr. Ari Schaefer, who's a plant biologist, lives in Eretz Yisrael, which he pointed it out. And it was quoted by Moshe Mordechai Karp, one of the Gedolei of Eretz Yisrael, in his Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag, or his other Sefer, Mishmeres Leil HaShimurim, on Seder Night. So look at Gesher, where they explain that it's not, just a mistake. So that's why, come to Seder Night, you should fulfill the mitzvah with lettuce, romaine lettuce, a little bit bitter, a little bit mashal bitter. And when you have karech, when I grew up, my father always used lettuce for moro. He only used the horseradish for karech. We're both saying, in your homes, who uses the horseradish for moro itself, not just karech? Almost nobody. For good reason, it's not really moro. Okay, people don't realize that. For karech, many use it. So what I introduced in my house is, yes, I want the minigav osenu, but before I ever get to the horseradish, we have kazayas of matzah with a kazayas of lettuce. At the end of the sandwich, we put some of the horseradish just for the sharp effect, if you will. But I don't even think it's called bitter at all, just to answer your comment. Right, we're getting a little sidetracked over here. Let's turn our attention to the Rosh, very, very important source in the Rosh. Simon Lamed Aleph. Quotes the Gemara. If the quote of the Gemara is as follows: the dafkat snow that gav churfe bola, havi ketam abom and amamish, okum ashapirish Rashi. Shepa'amim she'eshamnunis al asakin v'eno nikar v'churfa ditznon mavliya ha'shamnunis besocho v'oser, here's the net, the first bombshell, ad kidei klipa, not found in Shas, not found in Rashi, not found in Tosus. Only kidei klipa. We should turn our attention, we'll first see it in the Divrei Chavudos, which I put in brackets, but I asked you to see it in the Ran, without brackets. Let's first see it over here, since we're here anyway. Because you say for Truma, the Kamon, I will arrive because of the Torah Sabayis. Quote, we see the arrival because of the Beklipolo Sagile, Tim Kain Lema Hochi Behedra, and the Medikoma also Stam, Isu Godel Koma, Tainakade Natilas Mokom, Mikoma Kobechade, Natilas Mokom Sagile. Alright, Natilas enough. I kind of write. For Lule Shik for Omer or Ravzala Isi Omer, to also the Gamri Kama, to Mitoch Harifuso Horabo, who Moshech Umefapea Bakula, Teda Lacha, to Zvaram Harif Tfe Bali, with also Kurchel Chiltis, completely. So the Rosh already knocked off that proof, the same as Tosis does, which you'll see in a minute. Vatoras Habayas Hakosner Shaposa came, Kesaras Atzmo, Kosner the Beis Yosef, the Miachash Osa Raya Shal Kur Shal Chiltus Yishva Harosh Betuv Tam Adas. We'll see in a minute. Nira Sheish this bechal diri arayv etzal. And the Rambam calls the Rashba, he's machma bekula lechatchila at least. And what's kedai netila? Ovi etzba, the thickness of a finger. How did the Rosh knock out the Rav? Take a look on the Rosh on top of the daf. V'lo domen lekur shol chiltas she'asru kulo b'shem shechol knos v'besakin shelo v'gachov. No, it's different. Why? The shani hasam shakartin kitanim v'ein yochol leida be'ezem mokom tchatchu l'fichach asru kulo. No, only it affects on the most immediate kedei klipa. The problem comes up with respect to kur shol chiltas, that it's whatever's there is going to be by definition considered within the kedei klipa misafek, because we don't know. Since we don't know, we have to be machmer and answer the whole thing. Everyone with me so far? A kurt is a little. Is there an English word for kurt? It's this tiny little kurt. It means like small balls. I don't know what to call it. A teeny little. Yeah. What? Do you have a word for it? Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
When the Rush mentions
here, the Rush mentions here, we can easily identify the kedei klipa and the tila. Right? You know where the cut is. You cut the onion in half. You scrape off the klipa, or slice off the kedei klipa. Or you want to be machmir for the tila. Take your finger. Be careful when you do that. And slice. Put your finger on top of the onion and slice the finger's thickness away from the original place where you slice with the tray for knife. Right? If it's a kedei klipa, if it's a much thinner peel. When you have kurt, it's a whole bunch of little tiny balls of chiltis, and it was cut with a knife. You have no idea where it was cut, where it wasn't cut. You don't know where it was cut. So everything is a suffix of being within the klipa of that place. That's what how the Rush refutes the proof. Fine. Kasa b'sefer ha'truma, who are then shumim b'salam v'kareishin, are also considered to be very sharp. What is kareishin? So the Madani says it. Purish b'laz. V'hu min batel. Doesn't mean leak. It's a kind of an onion. Okay, if it's a kind of an onion, it's a kind of an onion. That makes more sense. That it's something very sharp, like as our onions are. Maybe it's a scallion. Oh, can I guess? I'm guessing it's a scallion. I don't know French or whatever this language is. But it's a guess. Call it a scallion. Sherotzim levashlin and vosar and lechatchon and sakon cholevis. V'yim chotach lo mahanyi lu adocha. Ubin on klipa. Okay, again, it's enough for him to have klipa, not everyone agrees. V'yim bishlon below klipa, you use these garlic or onions or scallions, will cut with a milchik knife, and you put them into your cholin. That's what happened in my house once, some years back. Exactly what happened. They cut it with a milchik knife, and they put it in the cholin. What's it in? Says the Rosh, B'teilin b'shishim b'tam asakin hanivla b'yorek. You don't say chaticha nasa milchiks, and therefore the amount of blia is no more than the volume of the knife itself. You even assume the knife itself should be treated like a piece of milk, a piece of cheese, because it was cut. Again, it was used for milchiks, so its impact on the onion is no more than its total volume. We need, therefore, take a look over here. Kuf samachay, Devi Chamudas. Miyumashma de tam kol asak in boy. You need the 60 times the volume of the entire knife. All right? What part of the knife? It goes to the whole thing about cham ibtsaso, cham kulo. Right? But in our situation, presumably it's not going to be considered to be hot. So you pick the blade of the knife. No more than that. Rabbas, what do you think? Your typical cholent. Is it 60 times the blade of a knife? in volume. What do you think? Yes or no?
How big a knife?
No, come on. You're using a knife you took out of the drawer in the kitchen. Instead of reaching for the power of a knife, which you should have done, you took a milchik knife. How big is it already? Archimedes' principle. Go home tonight, take the blade of your typical knife in your kitchen drawer, and see a little displace. I'm trying to guess what I would think. I guess. Half an ounce of fluid measurement. What do you say? 15 cc's? I'm trying here. What do you think? How much is the blade going to displace it more? Huh? If it's that, I think it's bottled in the shishim and the chon. I think that's what may have been the psak at the time. The whole knife was bottled in the shishim and the chon. And we had another cheshman, if I recall, at the time. Who said the knife is milchik? What do you mean? It came from the milchik drawer. No, you never want help. It's a tzad. It certainly is a tzad. Not everyone agrees with the Marami Rottenberg's not to the coolest, another tzad l'hakol. Who said the knife was ever used with a hot milchik and a kli rishon? How often do you use a knife in your kitchen drawer and a kli rishon with butter? Could be you take the knife with butter and put it on a scrambled egg on and you're mixing it around. Could be. But it could be what we call a milchik knife that was only used really in a kli sheni. Never used in a pot. You don't put a kitchen knife in a pot. I'm asking you, who can remember in his life ever putting a knife from a kitchen drawer that you use on, you put next to your plate when you serve the meal into a pot? Yeah?
I don't have like a clean spatula or something.
All right, so the people who do it, okay. But in our house, the kubi was never even a milchik knife in the first place. Those I think were the three stuff. Number one, it was never a milchik knife in the first place. Number two, Ene Ben Yomo, the Marami Wittenberg is not the lakel. And number three, it's about the Meshishim. Yeah, I think on that base we ate the chont, if I'm not mistaken. So I have to refresh my memory. It goes back quite a few years. Okay. Rabosai, let's go on. Back to the rush. Look carefully, please. Vafilu ein asaket ben yomo agav churfed itznon o ayerek mechayole vahavel ishvach minav akur shul chiltus per gem amidin Rabbeinu mea megan gem adover the nirad lo the ayat hocha vizakon ben yomo agamor asaket ben yomo ein ben yomo doesn't help, only chiltus is unique, that's found and tells you where to find it with a per gem amidin ksavtiv in the Rosh Navodah Zorah per gbei simon lamed ches he quotes Shuvas Marami Rottenberg who's no tel ahokel. He himself was machma a little bit. Avokishos magodel lebei piski. It's a different story. In hadocha shenunin shel sakin rabosai. That's one of the riots that the Rashba brought. That we must be referring to a case over here where there was some a veneer of milk or meat left on the knife. Because otherwise, if we're talking about a knife which is pretty clean, why in the world, when it comes to the kishos, do you need magud leile bei piski? Who needs it? Totally clean knife. There's nothing there. That indicates that's a raya, that we're referring to a knife which is in fact dirty. Oh. Fine. Any questions? There's a lot of different chavudas, but I said we're going to put it in brackets and turn to the Ran. Let's try and go in order. The order as it's found in our Gemaras. Turn to the Ran, please. Again, I apologize. I have the right page in the new Gemaras. It was Mem Aleph in the old Gemaras. Mem Aleph from an Aleph, I believe. And in the new Gemaras, that's on page Kuf Chof. Rabosai, on Mev Yeshu. Page Kuf Chof. Have a look inside, page Kuf Chaf, and see what it says. Here in the Ran. Claimers here. Kuf Chaf. The Ran has the following comments over here on this sugi. Snon Shechotcho Besakin, says the Ran. Afal Gav the Kaimalon, his Shmuel, the Nat Parnat Mutter, Sakin Shiny. Why? Shalif amim hasham nun is karish aleha. V'yeno niker. You can't see it. Uchshachotek bo atznon haveinos in tam ababin amamish. To mitoch chufet atznon bola. Okay, Rabosai? He only quotes the Apshan and Rashi. Kosev arrived. But the Koma also stomach mashma lo sage beklipa. The Mishim Charifuso, Volachuso, Bolea, Venesa, Yosemi, the Klipa, for Tzorgan, the Tila Smokum. Umil Mashma, the Ventila Smokum, Mishu Yosemi, the Klipa Sagi, Lochom, it's known, Mishim Chufe, Mecham, it's Ocham, the Shehain, Mesulokim, and Aura, Mina, the Kamon, the Sagi, and the Tila Smokum, yes. That's the Sug of Cham, it's Ocham, that's the Sug of Tato Gova, printed in the very next page in the Riff over here. So he calls that Besamach shortly. Chindas Arazal. Aval Arajbazal. Kosav de Midlo Yoiv. Shiura Kadiyor Bekishos Avatiach. Gorod Lebe Pitski. Mashma da Agav Churfe. Bola Tuva. Ve Oser es Kulo. Like Chiltis. No Kleepin on Atila. Hakol. And he says, for this reason, sharp things, shum, butzel, tznon, and shamine tavlin, omar fleetin as a blia, ulefichach osel the shachkam and machteshen shall akum, afilo achar adocha, the agabducha, the sakina, the ksisha, bali, don't use a tray for knife or a grater, blender on a kosher onion because it's going to absorb from it. Okay. That's what it says. That's what it says. Fine. Rabos, any questions so far? So far, so good. My next Maramokam is a Mordechai. Tof Shin Yud Beis. Turn there, please. Tof Shin Yud Beis, and this edition is on page Chavov. Chavov. Hilkoch, tzorach lizorah shol lachtoch pesakan chol leves lo shumim v'lo ptolim lo roshek kreshim shirotzo lesitam v'bosom fishen dom v'litznon v'chein ipcha v'fleshes v'im shogach v'chotach lo saigilu v'hadocho sherein nivlo behen v'nispashen atam v'machakach nosnu v'kdei rosachas mutorim v'shishim Levatal Tama Sakana Balu Biyarak. The Antirak Mah. Avachotchen Besakan Shal Akum. Shizubi Yisra Balu Biyarak. Ostarach Shishim Nikadegan Kolayarak. The Chatichas and Asas. Available service for Tarach Shishim Kamoa. So far, Abol said it's almost verbatim from where? From? Tosis in the Rush. The Mordechai Rabosai, like as the Rush, was the Talmud of the Marami Rutenberg. For Yocholios, Shein Chiluk Besakin, El Afilu Eina Ben Yomo, Choshev Ke Ben Yomo, Dagav Churfed Etznon, O Yerek Mechayel Eshvach. He says Yochol, because the Rebbe was known to the Halkal. Havlik Eshvach, Amina Gabi Kurt Shol Chiltus Shalov Ekochom, Dosa Afagav Nesam Kliyok Amen Ben Yomo, Pekem Amidin. Aval Olin Shol Kaplut, the leaves, Ukruv, Einem Chazokam Vecharif, Loboy Bak Adoch. Aval Imchotach Kishos Vavatiach, Gorod Lebei Piski, says the Gemara. Visagi Behochi. Why? What's wrong with Hadocha? That's the big kasha. What's wrong with that? That's the Rashba's kasha against what we call the second Pshat and Rashi. Second Pshat and Rashi, referring to Pashta to a clean knife. Pasha Pshat, they didn't say any Pshat. Clean knife. What do you need? What do you need? Such a process. Grader. Who needs grader? Just rinse it off. Hadacha. Grader is a scraping process. Who needs it? Says the holy Mordechai. The chorif ma'at v'nivla bo hatam. Achein mispashik emo b'tznon. Whoa! A new category, Rabosai. This plain, bland. Double chorif, the other extreme. And in between, a new category. You know what it's called? Chorif ma'at. not like a little bit pregnant. You can see the yes or no. Charifas has a 1 to 10 range. Right? Chorof Ma'at. Chorof Ma'at, there is a Bliya, but it does not extend that far. Chotach Bo Lefes Shabadami. Chata Bo Chachakach. I feel it's known. Tamar is Meshunem. About Tamar Nifl Ben Asakin. That's Rashi's Pshat. Not for right now. Okay, so Rabosai, we've seen this a very, very important Yisod here in the Mordechai. Any question before you open the Shulchan? I don't open the Shulchan Aruch yet today. Any question before you open it up? Okay. We fundamentally learned what there is to be learned in the sugya. It didn't take that long. It's a two-line sugya. Yes?
Rashi doesn't mention this chiluk of the Mordechai or something. It's a little bit harif.
Some suggest Pshat and Rashi that way, but they say it's almost impossible. Open up the Rashi one more time. Rashi is careful about his terminology. There are those who try to use the Mordechai to defend Rashi. But the word in Rashi does not sound as a little bit bitter. The first word in the daf, in Rashi, could be bitter. What's the very first word? Mesuka. Mesuka means sweet. Doesn't sound. Apparently, the Ducha de Sakina, without Charifas, according to Shitas Rashi, without Charifas, can pull out the taste of the klipa in the sakin, and it comes out by greater. Apparently, this is what the Rosh Yosef says. Levar, if you are going to say pshat in this, after all, you have dukkah de sakina on Amud Beis. There's no charifas there either, so it has an impact, but a very limited impact. It's enough to do greater, just to scrape it off. If, however, it's also davar charif, then it either goes klipa, which is more, or maybe even the tila, which is more, or kula, which is much more. Three things we saw before. Okay?
Right, no, but in Rashi, so by the Kishos, he just says that you would need Greda, but later on, by the Pasach, with the Rifta, so he says that that's Pogain, the Tam, and the Knife, but he doesn't mention anything about needing Greda and the Lifta. So how did. And he says that both of them are Masuk. He says, right, I think he said the battle.
Right.
And he's talking about a lefes, so why is there a distinction over there? It seems that
I'll have to try to get that picture later. I want to open the Shulchan Aruch now. We're going to say, join me now. This is our, how should I say it nicely? We're coming towards the end of our Sichas Basa B'chol. We're going to start off with Siman Sadi Hei, which we already did already, but we glossed over the Pabba Dava Chorof. And then we'll go to Tzadi Vav, Siyata Deshmai. Please open up Siman Sadi Vav. Excuse me, Siman Sadi Hei. I'm sorry. Siv Beis. Ramo at the end. V'chol Zeh, the whole discussion, Rabosai, of Nat Bar Nat. V'chol Zeh. K'shamachol Eino Dover Chorif. Av L'moyo Dover Chorif, K'gon Shebishlu Dvorom Charifim B'kli Shal Basar. Afilu Eino Ben Yomo, O Shedochu Tavim B'modach Shal Basar, Im Bishlu B'cholov, O Se Afilu B'diyevet. I think a shishim negar abosar abaluabem. You don't say chanan. But that's be really sharp. Either totally sharp or rubu kakulo sharp. That's the famous Ramah in Siman Sadi Hei, Sif Beis. Comes along the Shach. I feel ena ben yomo, Zayin. The churfe, the tablin, mashvil the kilo, Isra ben, umashvil the ben yomo. It achieves two things. It overcomes not by not. And it overcomes no style of gam, not lap. Can you imagine? It's really a knockout blow to all the knots. Does this double charef do? Knocks out not by knot, knocks out not lap, knocks it all out. And so we'll see in Kalalem on Siman Sadi Vav and Kufchav Beis. Davka machal atzmo shul charef nasa l'shvach. Avlo mashvi akadeo l'shvach. We'll get to that perhaps later on. Fine. Adit sheshishim v'chulei. For the Armino and the Tavlin gave unto the Tam Avidi lo batle. Wait a minute. We should say that once the meat gives taste to the onions, onions are so powerful, you taste them in the final product. Should double the Tam Afilu Ella flow bottle. As long as you can taste it, it should not be bottled. That's the question which is being raised over here by the Shachs of Kotten Ches. No. Kave unto Aini Surim Machmas Atzvam. Kil Kamon Sari Ches Ches. Like Melech Balua Badam. You don't say chaticha. It's probably based on what we call Ein HaNesa, right? I'm not going into all the details right now. This is what the Shach explains. You don't say that the tam and the onions is not potter, because the tam is the onions are intrinsically kosher. You just have to have a taste of meat in them, milk in them. So we don't say that it doesn't travel that far. As we speak about it, not, we've had it already a few times before. This is what the Shach is over here in Sivkaton Ches. Okay. It's very important. Very important. Now, having learned this, we turn our attention to the Pisrei Tshuva. Here the whole thing breaks open. Look how long this is. It's cut down. Ayin b'tshuvas makom Shmuel Sheherich harbe lister psakzeh. He, can you imagine? A rabbi comes and passes against the Rama. Wow, have to be a pretty big rabbi to do that. Okay. The b'tshuvas harajba lo mashma midi. Of course, in the Rajba. There's no such Rajba. Isav et ha'oruch ein raya. The mashit shrich shishim they can call out tavlin. Ein omitam de bedova chorof lo amidin chnat barnat. Rak mishum, the ein kan rak beis no snei tam, which is like nitzlu. This, if you remember, we were machmir in tzadi hey. Shach water the marashal is machmir. Well, if his evin is bashel, the gimel no snei tam, I feel a bit of a chor of mutter. Heter of napanat. Vlokamo shemedama or ramod in bishel bedvorm charifim, lidin tavlin sheni dochu. The ramod made a mistake. So what do you do? What do you think? What do you think? Look at his line. Umasik is Malcolm Shmuel. He thinks the Rambam is completely wrong. Nonetheless, the bedava chorif gomur and lozus mipsak Rambo meachashekain poshet aminik. The man gets to be strict by full dava chorif. Av the Malcolm shesh stopping imikri dava chorif. Come on, borscht. Rambo said, "Who knows what borscht is?" But by show of hands, if you know what the word means, raise your hand. Who knows what borscht is? Even a Sfar knows what borscht is. What is borscht?
Beet soup.
Beet, kind of beet soup. Is that sharp? I'm not a borscht fan myself. It's a very, very popular Jewish drink. No? Have you guys expression, the borscht belt? Who knows what I'm talking about? What's the borscht belt? The Catskills. They used to serve borscht in hotels. There's an expression in Yiddish. Billig vi borscht. That means cheap. Apparently borscht is a very cheap drink in Europe. The borscht has made a... had a major role, at least in European Jewry, I will say. So I'm not a fan of it. I'm sure my ancestors consumed it with relish. Okay? Is it sharp? Whoever eats borscht or drinks borscht? Whoever has it? Is it sharp? No. What's going on over here? Perhaps a Suffolk Dava Charif. I don't know. They made it differently in those days. Borscht. So Machlok was the Taz in the Beis Hillel. We'll see later on. Yesh Tahatir. A Tzir Fasfakis. One, maybe the Rama is wrong. Two, maybe Borscht, not considered a Dava Charif at all. And the Pritvu agreed. V'yesh Tistapeh called the Churfa Mechalia. Now, Anupsha, the first reason he was against the Rama is what we spoke about this yesterday already. Tosfos said that snow, how should I say it, takes out no more than Bishul. And Bishul is a machlokas to Rivon, according to Rashi Asis. Others are matir. And the Rama is a compromise in Sadihei. Machmal lechatchila on Mekel b'di'evet. So in the b'di'evet case, he's suggesting that snow, the v'charif, is no more chomer than Bishul. The Tosu said so. Many other Rishonim said that way. If we're Mekel b'di'evet by Bishul, we should be Mekel b'di'evet when it comes to the v'charif as well. Number one. Number two, in a binyomo. This idea, Mechayel the Shvach, even with the Oraisa, Omer the Rabbanon, Nafkamina the Hokob is Sfeiko. What's a Suffolk? It's a Suffolk in this kind of question, Rabbosai. Churfa Mechayel, the Sfeiko the Oraisa, Sfeiko the Rabbanon. Big Shaila. The Knesset Yecheskel says, it's the Rabbanon. The Ponemira says, it's the Oraisa. The Shiva Stiener says, Lo shaykh bazek klal omadin d'oraisa the rabbanon. Techeich ochel yitam. Vekeven the chazal omde bazal anisoyin. Vyodu de bedova chorif. Mashle le shvach. Pshita de hu d'oraisa. That's true. when it comes to chiltis. Who thinks that they had chiltis in the time of the poskim? I have my doubts. Once we're talking about beyond chiltis, where it's a shadow, whether in fact it is that it renders the taste positive, you can't say chazal omdu al nisayim v'yodeshu mekorav mashu l'shvad. No, they only said it when it comes to chiltis. But when it comes to onions, should we say that maybe onions is exactly the same as chiltis as asavu d'oraisa? Or maybe no. Even those who asked for onions, Eina ben Yomo, Machal Shvach, only said on the level of the Rabbon. So it's not completely convincing, if you ask me. Ad Kan, Rabbi Elsai, a brief analysis of Simon Sadi Hesef Beis and the Ramo. Any questions? We now finally come to the famous Simon Sadi Rav. I've got to bring in my Seva at home. Dover Chorif. I recommend you guys, if you have worth going to the library, I don't think it has a Mace Medrash. I don't think so. Look downstairs. Dover Chorif. And if not, it's worth taking out for the next week or so. A book this thick, all about Dover Chorif. Mamish, this thick. It doesn't repeat itself too much. It's a lot of new things. Tzadi Vav Sifal. Let's just try to do that if we can today. Tzadi Vav Rebosai Sifal. Tznon O Silka Shechotchon Bisakin Shel Bosa. Ben Yoma. Oh, notice. Chav says Ben Yoma. O Sheina Makunach. Or it's Risi. Osir Li Ochlon Becholov Ad Sheyitel Mimokum Achtach two whopper coolers here in the Mechaber, in the first four lines. What are the whopper coolers? Number one, only Ben Yomo, not any Ben Yomo. He's making the Maram Mishortenberg Shalom. Number two, Ovi Etzba. All right, he didn't say Cleveland like the Rush. He didn't say cooler like the Rashbi either. Found the middle view of the Ravid. Etzba, which we consider to be a cooler compared to cooler. Oh, Shiyit Amenu. Another thing, he relies on the Rush. For lo yeh botam basar shows muta b'hadacha. And now, as we don't follow this, we don't rely upon time. We saw it in the Divrei Chamudos. The Mechab is making. Yes, truth be told. V'yesh omim tu adin le'ena ben yoma v'umakunach. There are those who maintain, as we saw, Tosfos suggested this, that the Rush, the Mechaya le'lishvach is not limited to chiltis. It applies to other sharp vegetables such as onions and garlic as well. Right. Im lo natal mehem kenetil asmokum. V'gam lo tomam. To see it doesn't taste like the meat. Ubishlam b'cholav, Rebbeinu Shalom, now we're in trouble. Sarich shishim keneged ma shenoga Mehasakin bohem. What does that mean? What does that mean? Says the Taz of cotton hay. The Yachagad the Babosa Bechol of the Chuliyam Arminon. Chaticha Atzvanas and Avela. Haide Bechaticha Asura. Kon Cholav Shnefel al Abosa. Abalacha Kulo Heterhu, Kor Mabishal. That's what it says. You don't say chaticha nasa milchik or fleshik. What do you mean? Mashenoga mehasakin bohem. Who wants to translate that word? What does the word mean? And how do you apply this halach? That's found in the shach. The shach abosai is in sifkot ches. Keneged kol mashenoga hasak and hainu kshiyoda bebirur at kamenoga. You never know. Could be the entire blade went through the onion. If you know how much, you can only limit it to that. If you don't know, you have to be marked with the entire blade's worth. All right, but not more than that. Not more than that, as we spoke about before. Kirbosai, this is some of the highlights going forward of the Mechaber. Fuadin lechatcha besaken shel goyim. Why? Take a look at the Tazva, very important. Pirish to Mishar Bim Shishim Degamash and Noga Bisakin. Shukhanov Azulatam, hey! Simon Sadi Base of David! The Postal Armina Chaticha Nas Nas Nevela, and the Bosa Becholov! Abuladidan, the Kaimalon, Becholi Sur, Armina Hanan, Binan Khan Shishim Degat Kola Kobakamanatil, but it's no! Yeah. You cut the radish in one place. You kept cutting it, dicing it in small little slices. That's a kolatznom. Everything is considered within the kadei netila. No difference in basa mechotam and sanga shalisser. The mishnei mechotam makom echad daibek kadei netila. Chotlo dak dak. That's a kulo. Bishels is the taz shemavashem achakach yesh chiluk. The bishel cholov the boss at zorach shishim neged on the gear besaket. The hainu alav the blade. Ben shechotcha b'makom echad ben shechotcha dak dak. Al besaket shalisa b'chotach dak dak. Zorach shishim neged kol atznon. Hanan. Uvechatach makom echad zorach shishim neged makom anatila. Pishikol mashen nesa chashem nevela. Fashar hetegamu. Shaykh Lomas was a chelik hanesa, yes, was a chelik shalonesa. The kvakaimel de enomim bechati chaticha, the nasa nevelim. It's a shver avort. As Tol says in Giranash Adaf Tzadivav. Tim loke and kom asha nesa, kade klipa yes, or a kol, which you really say is a nesa. Shouldn't say chati, 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 it's a shver avort. As a matter of fact, take a look at the Rabbi Kiveg, at least in my edition. Lodge the enemy bedukta. Look in the Taz, it's Shishim Neged in the Tila. Hakavana Lormina Bezet Isa Dovuk. Kavan she sniffed Lormina Kanan Bechati Chaticha. That's the shocks of cotton tassips. A whole pilpul in Kiveger, where this comes from. Okay? Rebosa. Fine. This is the Taz, a very important Taz. Go on there, Rama. Vimchot chon dak dak, tzorach l'shayer shishim, neged kol hatznon. You need 60 times the entirety of the tznon. Why? Why? The Taz asks, does that poshet the koya, sakan shel goyim to samachle? Fine. Kosha tati al ramah is the Taz, and this is cut involved. One. Vesu, her lo lichtav dimchotach b'malkom echad tzorach shishim neged makom anetila kevin de besakan shal yisru mairi. It's a problem. So we'll have to come back to this to see why you require neged kol atznon. This is not completely clear why the Ramah said that. The Taz pilpels about it, and we'll see some other input a little bit later. The Shach, just for the record, explains why. Kol chaticha vechaticha sitkot entes. Nesra kedei netila. Every piece was also kedei netila. Okay. Miu. Haino dafla kshatznon koton mehasakin. The tznon is less than the sakin. You know any more than the tznon? Can't require more than that. So says the Shach in Siv Koton Tess. Rabbi Kivega jumps on him. Look aside. Lechora nire. The Shishim neged klipa sasakin mahani. To kaimelon. Whoa! He wants to be makel. Don't measure the knife with Archimedes' principle. All you need is the klipa of the knife. Pshah. Wow. 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 See, brings a raya. The chuf of a duchka mafid yosemima shebeklipas asakin. He wants to know, has an itzas sakin work for chadichas tznon for tzarach li'i and godl. Very nice. You have to measure with the entire. That's how we pass in the halacha. Then how in the world does the itzas asakin work? We'll have to get to that in the later. Kivegas kasha on this shachs of cotton test. Fine. Back to the Ramah, Rabosai. Back to the Ramah. V'yesh omrim shemchotach tznon b'sakin shel iser kulo asur. Goes beyond. This is the Rash Beshita. It goes beyond Klipa, beyond the Tila, all the way. And that's what it says, Rashba. V'cheinim chotchu b'sakin shel basar shel basar asur kulo b'cholav. Like the Rashba. I'm a b'dievet, and less like the Tila, like the Ravid. Because I'm chotach atznon atzmo. I'm chotach hayerek shal atznon, like the little, what would you call that yerek? The many, you know, the radish you have, what do you have on top of it? Like you have a
sprout,
whatever you want to call it. That's on top. That's not sharp. Ain't lochish, not sharp. Vim yesh safek im nechtach b'sakan shal iser azlina l'kula v'lchein konem atznonos shal yesh v'em chatuchen v'tzad zan voseyen ki talinon shenase b'more v'chatzina shovel, which is kosher v'mochem sheim nimso liknos v'akach chatuchem b'sakan noagin liknos v'lahata they need tilas mok. If you have to, they don't have goyish people who sold it to them, buy it and just remove a finger's worth. And that's the end. Okay, Rabosai, we just read through the Ramah in Sif Aleph. Rabosai, I asked you to see a couple of prima gadim. Let's turn a little bit. First, we'll turn to the Mishmatz Zov in Sifkot on Aleph. Rabosai, Tzadi Vav, Mishmatz Zov, Aleph. I am Ponemiris. Line 3. Mashka lo havi charif. Only solids are considered to be sharp, not liquids. What about schnapps? Dim lo kein, ki yule midyan mishim de dover charif osur. Is the problem ki yule midyan? Elo leko mashu shu charif. Had there been a dove of chor, which is a mashke, would create a major problem with respect to Giyule Midyon. What does that mean? What I think he means, and I don't have the source in front of me, is that if you assume that when it comes to a dove of chor, if there's no kul of Eina Ben Yomo, if you assume like those poskim who say that the Giyule was Eina Ben Yomo, which some say, you'd be in trouble. What about if a davar charif was used? Oh. Upeira, here we go, I said before. Onion. Kshemavashlo botel charifuse. When you cook the onion, it loses its charifes. The chachamechad omer. Davar charif with the rabbanon. But who poshe be avodah zara samak tes to paskin in the chumra? Whoa! We're going to chumra. Why are we makom in the rabbanon? He neach abakoshes haado amechila mehaadon zal lo roa mashakos of a raja b'tshuva hukshelo zeh migule midyan. The ponemiris didn't see the rajba in the tshuva. It's a kasha migule midyan. You see, it's a din d'oraisa because Gula Midyan is din d'oraisa. Kami Shulchan Aruch, but Snono Shekonin Mashma Dahavi Dava Tvar Torah. Who took a svek svek? Ein Shach Os Yud Beis. Rabosai, we just read this Ramah. Safek netach b'sakan shalisa v'gol kula. So the Shach Yud Beis explains the Rav Kitzik says, look at Agos Sharidua, he said etter, lo hitter meharayim b'safek el chrein, shal dahar be poskim ein an osrim el sakan ben yomo, v'chein yosh poskim sh'ein am osrim el b'tznon v'lo b'midiach v'ini, only radishes and not horseradish. Im came b'tznon, heichad yadua sh'asakan el ben yomo, el de mesupik im chotach b'tznon alo, the have chotach be bevare have asur lechuli am a svegel lechumra pasha because of svegel daraisa svegel daraisa about time but don't tell me it's a rabbanan the have chorv it's a daraisa daraisa v'adava b'yatz for the last line mavur the gamma belua b'ena ben yomo havi dvar torah he's assuming coin that a Dava Chorf creates a Shevach even in a Ein Ben Yom. It's also Darais. Wow. So he's all the way with Chumrah so far, people. Every Chumrah. Right? Every Chumrah. This is in Mishpat Zov, Sivkoton Aleph. I ask you to see the Siv Seidas, Sivkoton Beis. Shel Bosar. Ayin Shach. What does it say in Shach? Bay, let's see. Afal pishu mekunach v'nokim b'vadai. Agav churfed it's known v'silka v'duchu d'sakina. He will post again. Throws in both. Polat sakin gufa tamshibo. Hadik oisa ben. Nekachlo domi l'shanat barnat sarihei demut. Fine. Very. This we understand where this comes from. Jumps on him the primogodim bays and says our prechodesh os bays. Chora apo bo v'harav. He's angry at the Shach and the Rav, the Ramah, who posek the kula. So you all don't have prechodesh. Let's first see what the prima gana quotes from. Look inside and see what that makes. Kavanaso, the mechaber v'harav posku b'simen tzadi hey nitzlu shari. Even if it's roasted, it's broiled, grilled, cued, whatever you want to say today. Shari, after a personal experience yesterday, I was at a wedding yesterday. I was at a wedding in a place called the Sheraton Meadowlands. Anyone know what that is? You been there? Who knows what's right across the street? What they call it now MetLife Stadium. So we passed by, on the way to the, we went to the wedding. We got there, it was about 2 o'clock. My wife says, what do I smell here? What do I smell? We pass by, we see a million, like, picnic umbrellas. It was a little rainy at the time. I said, oh. First, I have to make a shechiyonu. For the first time in my life, I saw what they call today what? Tailgating. Oh, there must be some game at 4 o'clock or something like that, yeah? Okay, was it 4? Yeah. It's 2 hours before. Earlier even. You couldn't, the place was jammed. The park was jammed from corner to corner. In the rain, not even nice weather. Anu Veheim. Anu Rotzim to a wedding. Or maybe those who were there at the Sea of Mashas. Anu Rotzim to the Sea of Mashas. Who tailgated at the Sea of Mashas? I know of one person who tailgated. I'm not going to identify him since the tape going. But there's one person I know who apparently tailgates at Jet Games too, or Giant Games, everybody out there. And so he also tailgated by in the rain before the Siyam HaShas, as it says in Chazal expression, Shalotesh Torah Shalema Shalonu Kesicha B'Tela Shalahem. I mean, I see him with steak, you know. Your mama smelled, it was unbelievable. It was very powerful. Hope I didn't smell Basa B'Cholof. I don't know what I was smelling. It was very... Rabbi Say, I'm telling you, no comment. I just want to tell you my personal experience of yesterday. I'm at Shecha Yonu, because I've never been in a wedding, which is in Sierra Meadows, which is held like an hour or two before the game time. So I was zeichet to see, to smell. Two of my five senses apprehended this concept called tailgate. Okay. Certainly didn't taste it, I didn't hear it. Must have been allowed to rush, or the window was closed. Whatever. Adka. Weiter. Just a side comment. Back to the Siv Se Das, Siv Cotton Base. He says as follows. The Kavanoso, the Machabe Varav, Posku Besimit Sadi Hei Nitzlu Shari, even though it's grilled, that's how it got started. It's mutter against the Marshal, and the Shach wanted to be Machmir. Koshken Davel Chorif. That's our Tosis that we saw today. That Tosis said that he wanted to be Machmir by Bishl and Sleezy Vimulchamim. Kavachomer from Tznon. So now it works the other direction as well. If you hold, when it comes to Bishl and Sli, not Barnat, the Hetera works, it has to work when it comes to Tznon, but Kavachomer. I, the Gemara, no! Talk about the worry about the grease on the knife. They're not worried about what's Balua. He's angry at the Mechaber and the Ramah, angry at them. Why are they being machmir over here when it comes to a Mekunach? It says, Sakesh Abasa Ben Yomo, oh, Sheina Mekunach. Clearly the Reish is talking about a case of Mekunach. So if it's Mekunach, Rabosai, and he's machmir here, why is he making Tzadi Hei Sif Aleph and Beis when it comes to Bishlan Tzli? That's the Pre-Chodesh Skasha. Since some of you have a pre-chodesh, I just look for a minute in O space. Not going to be the whole thing. Not all of you have the pre-chodesh, but those of you who do, should take a look here in Siman Sadi Vav in the pre-chodesh. Just a brief excerpt. Base. Ein ze mechuber l'didan de karmel on kipsaka mechaber liel. Tafilu dogam shen is bash the mutal yochel bekutach. For kevin and shai bishul ain't a mafid el a tam. We miki no tamas and tam the tera. Kosh ken churf. Who said so? Tosvis the rush. Then is bash the logaram it's known. U poshul hu lachush horus. The sense of seeing. Maybe he meant the sense of tasting. Lachush horus. It's a funny. Chush atam, I would say. Okay. Therefore, he says, no. But what about Tznon, about the Shamnun? So he brings another raya. We need guard bay piski. There's no churfa. Dukkah the Sakin alone is nothing. As Tosa says over here in the Afkuf Yud Beis, and the Rashba, and the Afches. They don't hold from the terrace of the Mordechai. The Tam Mishum, the Stam Sakin Shamnun is Karsh Alponov. That's Tam Rish and Mamish. Mekunach Yofe. It's Mutter, not Barnat. Said that's Rova Poskin Vigar against the Mechaber Ramo. How do you like that? And those who came back at Prima Godim, those who came afterwards, Crazy Uplacy, Hekil B'Mokom Mishesh Od Sad Lahokel. A sex faker, but it's another tzad l'hokel. We can be makel rabosai. There's no problem by Saka and Mekunach. That'd be another reason for my story of the chont. We have clean knives in our kitchen, Baruch Hashem. It's a clean melechik knife which is used to cut that onion. According to the Pre-Chodesh, the Ramo and Mechab is wrong over here. Tzad Yivav. It applies even to Davachar for Dukha the Sagina. But before you jump into that, look at the next words. Vani Omer. Cholila lozuz mi pis mi shulchan aruch v'arav. Cholila, didn't say that. That's a pretty strong expression. V'amayin b'poskim yirik hamadei ha'sovim kein. Af man dam anitzl shari. Mikom akom tznon. Churfa v'ducha gora tfei. Against our Tosfos, Pashmas. Our Tosfos said that Sliya and they talk about Bishul, but Sliya is even worse, we assume. Is more chomer than ducha de sakina with davachorif. But there are poskim, yet he hasn't identified them. Kama deus tovim kein. They have to find them, Rabosai. Who are they? Who are they? Who are they? We don't know yet. I had a second kasha. We already saw the terrace in the Mordechai. He quotes over here as churfa k'tzas. Dai begreira. We should know churfa elef tamim lo mahani. Nothing works. It's known shechotru b'sakin b'osa b'nosla b'mayim ubisham la'ochal acher v'chakach l'cholav. One, two, 100 times, it's still asur. That's what he says. Elef lo mahani when it comes to ochal. Here too. Is that poshut? Okay. And also, our time is up. We really did a good job of wetting our feet in the sug of the curve. We didn't get to the sharp part yet. I mean, it's a really complicated part, but we started off slowly. I'm told that at 1 o'clock, which is right now, there is a Mesibas Chanukah in... Where?
The gym.
The gym.